Sports Spotlight.
Interesting features about our sportsmen and women.
Sports Spotlight.
Going past the rules to the heart of the game.
Sports Spotlight.
Giving you the story behind the scoreline.
On today's edition of Sports Spotlight, firm agreement in place for the establishment of lights at Sabina Park, GC Foster College Gymnasium refurbished, and the draft event for this year's Caribbean Premier League 2020 competition being hosted in Jamaica. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned. In a few months, Jamaica's cricketing mecca, Sabina Park, will join the other illustrious cricket parks around the world that are able to host exciting day and night cricket matches. This after the signing of a memorandum of understanding between the governments of Jamaica and India on April 1st for the installation of lights at the facility. Under the agreement, the Indian government will provide $2.1 million towards the installation of four sets of floodlights at the facility. The lights are to be installed over the next 3 months. Additional funds will be provided through a grant from the Tourism Enhancement Fund, TEF. The lights will be installed by the Fosridge Group under the management of the Urban Development Corporation, UDC. Prime Minister and Minister of Sport, Portia Simpson-Miller, expressed satisfaction at having a firm agreement in place for the provision of the lights, noting that there had been several stalled attempts at achieving this goal in the past.
With lights, Sabina Park, we can host major sporting events which are beyond our reach at this time. Your Excellency, we are pleased that the government of India has agreed to sign a bilateral memorandum of understanding with the government of Jamaica to provide financial support to the installation of the floodlights at Sabina Park. On behalf of the government and people of Jamaica, I say thank you, High Commissioner, for this generous gift and for this bold symbol of brotherhood and sisterhood.
Indian High Commissioner to Kingston, Shri Pratap Singh, said the partnership reflects India's appreciation and acknowledgement of Jamaica's passion for the game of cricket.
This assistance is a reflection of our mutual trust and understanding towards each other, and also the recognition of Jamaica as one of the most outstanding aficionados of the sport of club.
This year's Caribbean Premier League 2020 cricket competition gets started on July 5, later this year, but organization and planning for the tournament is already in high gear. The draft for this year's competition, a premier event in itself, is being held in Jamaica at Chris Gayle's Triple Century restaurant in St. Andrew on April 3. Under the rules of the draft, two marquee names, one West Indian and one international, have already been pre-allocated to teams. Each franchise must also include six locals in their squad of 19, and a maximum of three international players are allowed per squad. Last year's champions, the Jamaica Talawas, are expected to secure a quality crop of players in order to successfully defend their title. The Talawas triumphed over the Guyana Amazon Warriors in August last year to become the tournament's first ever champions. The gymnasium at the GC Foster College of Physical Education and Sports recently underwent extensive refurbishing, which saw the 6,000 square foot floor of the facility being replaced at a cost of $15 million. The roof of the gymnasium was also replaced at a cost of approximately $4.6 million. The gym is used for practice and to host matches for several sports, including basketball, netball, volleyball, and badminton. The new floor is expected to last for some 30 years with proper maintenance. Speaking at a ceremony to recommission the refurbished facility, Education Minister Reverend Ronald Thwaites says with the upgraded gymnasium, GC Foster College is one step closer to realizing its aspiration of becoming a national sports university.
I long for the day when GC Foster can produce teachers who are trained, come here for particular training, so that they can enhance the culture of physical development in all of our schools, as well as to serve as coaches for the various sporting endeavors.
Principal of GC Foster, Edward Shakes, says the refurbished gymnasium is part of plans to overhaul the facilities at the school to make them more attractive to local and foreign students. That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Joel Samuels, inviting you to join us again next week, same time, same station, for another edition of Sports Spotlight.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.